My lips touch you with their soft, wet kisses. Your hands gentle in reply.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I am doing this broadcast from Vancouver, Canada. So if the sound quality is a little off, please forgive me. I'm calling in by phone. I am visiting my in-laws. Yes, I am a dedicated son-in-law. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com, and you can follow me on Twitter. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of bettermencoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. Bettermencoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Hello, Bruce. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Excellent.
Can you hear
hello,
me
America.
All the way up in Canada?
Yeah, hello, Canada.
So is it 120 degrees back home?
It's beautiful here.
Well, it is beautiful here, too. We just went through a walk through a sort of rainforest prior to getting on the air, and it was stunning. And, of course, I love Vancouver because I love Chinese food, and I think just about the best Chinese food in the world, or certainly in North America, is right here in Vancouver. And right after this broadcast, we will be going for some dim sum, and it will be marvelous.
Well, that's
so,
all
Wayne,
the
I assume
we have
and know without a doubt that you have paid attention to the news and have been following the doings and goings-on and discussions about the tragic shootings in Colorado. And I would love to know what your thinking is as to the impact that Hollywood has, not on this particular person, because I don't think Hollywood motivates a particular incident, but the accumulation of ugly images that is more present now than ever before. Do you believe there's any connection between how it affects us, how we behave, our souls, versus other times?
Well, this is not in my wheelhouse per se, you know.
Well, you're a father. You live through your kids watching things, playing a boy and a girl. One did one thing, one did another. I just would love your your firsthand experience, if nothing else.
When the kids were young and they were playing video games, I remember when they were playing a James Bond game. I don't know whether Nintendo probably at the time, and it made them very aggressive. And we
The big one was GoldenEye.
I don't remember at the. You know, I never played them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we definitely saw the aggression level go up, and we had to yank the game. And you know, I read your column, and I'm sure. I mean, we have become so desensitized to these violent images. Again, it always comes back to this, all of our discussions about, as a parent, you know, what do you do to properly raise your kids? And as soon as we saw a problem, you know, we nipped it in the bud. So those images are out there. My kids have seen those movies. I haven't seen them lose their humanity as a result. But not only the violence, obviously all the sexual imagery has, really changed.
Well, I wrote a column about the TV show Glee, which to me glorified promiscuity in many different incarnations, and I asked the same question. It's kids are seeing this all the time, and this behavior among freshmen.
You know, I don't agree with you most of the time, but that column, I completely agreed with you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I thought, well, that's all these kids are doing. Right?
In that show, yeah.
Absolutely. And also just the imbalance in terms, you know, gay is very trendy these days.
Right.
And
right.
It's everywhere, and it's not, it's really not being represented, I think, in a sort of in a balanced way. But,
well, that's without a doubt on that show. It may be unbalanced in Hollywood in general because it's unbalanced as far as the number of people in Hollywood who happen to be gay. I remember when AIDS was the cause du jour.
Yes.
It was just so prominent as far as fundraising in Hollywood. And I thought at the time, this deserves, you know, help and money and all that sort of stuff. But what about cancer? What about strokes? What about heart disease? Why is Hollywood behind seemingly one fundraising effort for a disease that, as horrific as it is largely preventable if you abstain from certain practices, whereas cancer of all sorts is, in many ways, with the exception of maybe lung cancer, we don't know how or where or why it happened. So I think Hollywood definitely thinks about itself much more than it thinks about the world at large, except when it serves Hollywood. So occasionally there'll be a We Are the World that will do good, but more often than not, I think it's a self-serving industry, as most industries are. Or let's put it this way, a morally neutral industry at best.
They think about what they need, and
exactly.
Things are very political, very self-serving.
You know, it's so ironic that you mentioned the James Bond game, which I am regretful, since you've done so, that I forgot about the similar incident I experienced with my older son when he was in either kindergarten or first grade. We started watching the early James Bond movies, and I don't believe we actually got the game. But I loved the original Sean Connery movies. So we watched From Russia with Love and Dr. No and Goldfinger and Thunderball. And the sexuality at the time those came out, or at least in today's world, was minimal at most. And the violence, again, compared to modern Bond movies, or certainly more like the Batman movies, was very, very tame. Yet I got a call from his teacher saying, asking me to come in, and advising me that Arnie was going around shooting and killing everybody, in play, of course. And I did the same thing you did. I just stopped that immediately, and the behavior stopped. So we don't need a study to tell us that violent images will provoke violent play. Let's just put that. At the very least, it'll do, or as you said, aggression. Whether it will turn a young man into a mass killer, as happened recently, because he was so enamored of the Joker, I don't know. He could have chosen any number of other characters to emulate. It may have happened anyway. I do not, hold the producers of Batman responsible. I do hold Warner Brothers and everybody else responsible in Hollywood for just the diminution of our souls.
Well,
there was a spokesman for Warner Brothers that came out and just said something about, we extend our sympathies to the families, or, a very polite. But there was some edge in the statement, in the PR statement, that just, it reeked of self-interest. And I may have been reading into it, but I just thought, wow, if you're going to make that statement, make it completely and solely with sympathy and care and concern for the families. How about setting up a victims fund from the gazillions that the Batman movies have made? Do something like that,
right,
for the 58 people that are in the hospital.
I don't hold the franchise and the studio responsible for what happened. This guy was mentally ill, and we have assault weapons that are readily available. So, I think it's a much bigger problem.
Let me ask you a question. Why do we assume he's mentally ill? Do we assume he's mentally ill because doing such an act is so heinous that we believe, as caring human beings, that the only human being that could do that is mentally ill? Is there not evil? Was Hitler mentally ill? Was Stalin mentally ill? More recently, Saddam Hussein? Or are these just despots, evil? Now, that's, of course, on a much larger scale. Is Charles Manson mentally ill? Or is he just an incredibly, when you're self-involved?
Self-absorbed?
No, not self-absorbed. It starts, when the world revolves around you.
It's a psychological term.
Aggrandized?
No.
Narcissist, thank you. That was my wife shouting in.
Well,
are these people just so narcissists that, whatever they think or believe is how they believe the world should react, and they respond in the case of, like, Stalin, eliminating anybody that disagreed with him?
Right. Well,
so
is there evil in the world? I don't know. I think most babies are born just perfectly. And sometimes the wiring is off, but more often than not, children are abused, and they are traumatized in ways that cause them to grow up to do very, very bad things.
Well, I disagree with you. I agree with you about the latter, by the way, that the trauma can cause that. But I don't believe that babies or human beings are born perfectly good. I believe they're born perfectly neutral. And they are taught to be good, or they are not taught, or they are taught to be bad.
Well, we're actually saying the same thing.
Okay, well, I'm glad, because, and again, as you very wisely pointed out earlier in the conversation, thematically, we always, in some way or another, come back to the same thing, which is that as a parent, our responsibility is to raise our kids to be good people. And that means teaching them right from wrong. That it won't happen automatically. As Dennis Prager often said, if you're a masterful violinist or pianist, your kids may have some genetic ability, but if they don't take lessons, they're not going to be as good as you might be. So why should we assume if you're a good person that your kids will automatically be good? Are we running out of time, Richard?
You know, there's nature and nurture, but I think for the most part, we are the products of our environment.
Well, okay, we are. Gosh, this has been a rare segment, Wayne. I enjoy it when we agree. Quickly, we are out of time. Wayne, tell us where our listeners can find you.
You can find out what we're doing at bettermencoaching.com.
All right, thank you very much, Wayne. We will be back for Teen Wrap with Pastor Drew Sands. Very eager to get his perspective on all of this, and I hope you will stay tuned.
But like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down, take your world, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.